This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
She's gonna try to challenge me, so I have to get in her head now. You see what I'm saying?
I mean,
it's all joking aside. Oh yeah, she'll challenge. But if you start the psychological warfare, the second you re-win the belt,
yeah,
you keep the belt going. It's like how I've subtly inceptioned into your brain that you'll never challenge me again for it.
That was my thing. Is you say, yeah, you know, she'll challenge you for the belt one day. Like, you don't know that. Like, she can hold on to that cat forever, and you won't be champion.
She can do whatever she wants. The longer she goes with it, the more scared I will make her of me by using the psychological warfare techniques that I learned growing up in an Italian Catholic household. You understand that?
Yeah, got it.
Yeah. The emotional terrorism that I've suffered.
Sure.
I will take those techniques and apply towards staying your champion, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Kind of Funny Morning Show. I'm Nick Scarpino. Joining me today is my special guest, Greg Miller.
Hi, how are you? I've been on the show in like a month and a half.
Yeah, it's because you've been a little busy.
Yeah.
With
Kind of Funny Game Showcase.
Kind of Funny Game Showcase.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, if you haven't seen, phenomenal. You should go check it out right now, youtube.com/kindoffunnygames. Starts with a 10-second countdown and then goes into an hour and 15 minutes of pure hotness.
What's that? This guy in the back's talking to me. Oh, you can just go to kindoffunny.com/showcase. Go directly to the video.
That's a lot smarter. See, I like to drive people toward the channel, because then they watch that and go, oh, we should also watch this other cool party mod that Nick's in.
I don't know if you've ever known this, though.
We're both dying.
Everyone on the internet, stupid.
No,
you
not.
Send them to youtube.com/kindoffunnygames for one video. They go, and they're like, there's too many videos. I don't know what to do. And before you know it, watching no clip.
How dare you, sir?
Watching
how dare
what's
you?
Good.
How dare
subscribing
you?
To them.
Call the people who watch this show. This show,
I didn't say these people. I said
nothing.
People on the internet. Stupid.
But I just told them, and they're watching the show.
Most of these kids
so
already know about
them.
It. These kids are live. I mean, this is the Twitch audience for the most part.
Listen,
they were all there.
I'm putting
in
my phone.
Droves.
I'm taking my phone out of my pocket.
That's how serious we're getting.
Put it on the table.
The phone
we're
over
serious
there.
Right
wow.
Now.
All right.
How dare you, sir?
Yeah.
Insult this audience that has watched a year straight of me.
Yeah.
Doing nothing on this show.
Sure.
How dare you?
Here's what I want you to know: is I am a man who knows his strengths and weaknesses. I looked in the mirror before this show and said, I look good.
You look good.
And so here's what I need everybody to do. Take a screen cap of me. In one day, President The Rock is going to decide that I need to be on a piece of currency because I'm dead and I gave my life saving everybody on a plane.
Yeah.
I want it to look like this. This is what I want to be remembered as. Everybody, screen cap this and send it to The Rock and say, when you're president, please put this man on a coin.
Do you think if The Rock becomes president, he'll give you a seat on his cabinet?
Am I dead yet? That's the question.
No, you're still alive. You're gonna live forever. You have that weird,
I don't think
like,
so, no.
You have that weird balance in your body where you're just healthy enough, but also unhealthy, so it keeps it in stasis.
Sure,
you're
it's like the Mr. Burns. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Mr. Burns thing.
That's exactly what it is.
Exactly.
I feel like you'd be an awesome like Secretary of Education.
It can't get worse.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'd be like, well, give them money and listen to the teachers. Is that? Can we do
that? It'd be weird to just like pay the teachers more and
sure.
have fewer students in their classes and have more teachers?
Seems
would that be
right.
weird?
Yeah.
Or
teach sex ed.
Yeah.
Show them a penis.
Yeah, show them
a vagina.
Have two people walk in, take all their clothes off, have sex
yes.
in front of them, have sex in front of the kids,
yes.
and then wait 9 months and see what happens.
Now here's what I'm going to do.
Baby
here's
comes out.
I like where your head's at.
Shock it off.
You're going to have that question. You're going to have that thing. You know what you're going to get?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hey, where are we getting all the money to pay for these two people to come in and have sex? To prove how sex works, right? And here's where we get
yeah,
it. Here's where
it?
We
where
fucking
it?
Pin
where
him down,
it?
Dead to
where
rights, right?
Where is it?
We also have the children live sketching this. It's an art class, too. Two for one.
Boom.
Two for one.
Boom.
You know what I mean?
Theater.
Yeah.
Theater of the mind.
Yeah.
Mind free, Chris Angel.
Because think about it. This would also solve a lot of our problems. There's, you know, we have an unemployment problem in this country.
We do.
Now we're just paying people to come fucking classrooms for kids.
Yeah. Now I'll tell you where they're going
to. We got a winner.
I'm going to go you one
we
further.
We got a winner, yeah.
You're not going to have to pay the guy. At all.
What the hell is that supposed to mean? What kind of backwards-ass 1987 thought process
I'm just
on
saying,
sex is? Women can enjoy sex.
Yeah, no,
women
can what, enjoy I'm saying sex is this, what I'm saying is
what's
this.
What's wrong with you?
What I'm saying is this.
What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you?
I don't believe it. I'll say it right
never
now.
Seen with my Nick Scarpino's method. I haven't seen it with my two eyes. I can't believe it. I've never seen a woman
enjoy it.
All the women Nick Scarpino's had sex with never have enjoyed it.
I'm not saying that you're not going to get the woman to do it for free.
Sure.
What I'm saying is, you're gonna, if you put the Craigslist ad out there that says we need two people, we need a guy and a girl to come in and have sex, the guy's not even gonna ask for money. That's what I'm saying. He's not even gonna think compensation. He's gonna go, free sex?
Oh, fuck, I'm coming
this
for
awesome.
Sex.
This is awesome. Okay, yeah, yeah. This is awesome. Now, the woman might think the same thing. Free sex, great. I wanna get my freak on.
Sure.
I wanna get my freak on. Great.
Get your freak on.
You know? I need some people to explore the cave. Fantastic.
No, the dugout.
The dugout.
Remember that? That was the last time I was on the show.
I gotta put a picture in the dugout? Yeah, Andy, Kevin still doesn't understand what the dugout is.
Andy, do you remember when we started calling vaginas dugouts?
I don't remember that, no,
okay. Yesterday, or maybe it was Monday.
I still want that
shirt, Le Dugout.
Le Dugout. Yeah, Joey Noel got a t-shirt designed from somebody for Le Dugout. Andy, it is 11:07 in the morning. It is 11:07 in the goddamn morning. Why are you eating cheese puffs? Damn, I'm sorry, that was on me. That's on me.
Andy's hands are dirty, too. You know,
no, this is the best part about being sick right now, is our immune systems are so cranked up, we're impenetrable.
That's true. What?
Do it to Nick.
We're the
you're
chance.
Really good at
well,
it.
Well, we're the best. Go.
Yeah.
Nick. Champ to champ.
When two eyes become
plus
one.
Andy.
You see what I'm
plus
saying?
Andy.
When two eyes become one.
Yeah.
I'm at that point where this is a problem. When
shout
I get
to
sick,
Big Core on Twitter. Big Core on Twitter.
Big Core. Thing, they send more. Is this another snack brigade drop off thing? What else we get?
A lot of hot Fritos, Goldfish, Muddy Buddies,
Puppy Chow. Did we come down to that? Was called Puppy Chow. If we're just giving shout outs to people,
let's give shout outs to people.
I want to give a shout out to Alan in Taylor. That's at ChuckEddie26 on Twitter and Tranquilite on Twitter. My girlfriend and I have sent you guys a care package of beer from our fun side job. This letter is more personal. Oh, this is the more business one. They work at Brew Bus Brewing in Florida Avenue Brewing down in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a whole bunch of crazy beers now.
Wow.
Doing this morning beers.
Now, you know I talk
I
to
wanna, Eric. I want to be able to taste cool, Greg. I feel like with my
That's the problem right now, Greg. Is that I've been eating all sorts of junk food. I took home those donuts that I got yesterday.
Yeah.
So that my wife and I could enjoy one piece.
Yeah.
I couldn't enjoy it. Still ate it. Because, what the fuck, what am I, wuss? But my problem was, I can't taste anything. I was going to get Taco Bell last night to make myself feel better. I was like, I'm just not going to taste it.
Yeah.
What's the point?
Yeah.
What's the point?
That's why, you know what I did last night?
I'm
a little sick. You know what I did last night? Ordered some wings.
Yeah,
got some hot wings and put some garlic on them.
Bah, burn it out.
Jan, I know you're watching the show. There's leftover wings in the fridge if you want them for lunch.
Ladoink.
Ladoink.
Ladoink. Ladies and gentlemen, you're watching the Kind of Funny Morning Show. If this is your first time watching, probably going to be your last time. It was nice to have you. It was lovely to have you. No, all seriousness, we love having you guys. We do the show.
Jesus.
God.
Yeah, you're like me on Games Daily yesterday. Today, it's just a little bit stuffy. Have you ever heard of a eucalyptus pill?
I'm sorry, everyone.
Have you ever heard of a eucalyptus pill?
I'm dying. I mean, I've heard of the tree, the eucalyptus tree.
Of course.
Because when I was a child, I used to have one in my front yard.
Sure.
And I always thought that I would find a koala bear up there. And my mom was like, they don't exist in Riverside.
That'd be cool if they did that. We'll get to save that because I have a whole bunch of things about saying koala bears. Jen, of course, from Quebec, Le Quebec.
You know Lebec. What I
mean? A different country.
Lebec.
With different rules.
Yeah.
And so last time I got sick, because I don't get sick often, she busted out these eucalyptus pills. Mm-hmm. The box is all in French. It's got the guy that turned this way. You see his lungs and shit. And there's like shit in his lungs. It's
and
green.
He's just fucking throwing it up.
You eat these eucalyptus pills, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you what, I've never known that you could have a scent come through your eyes, but that's what it is.
Yeah.
Is that you feel it, you burp eucalyptus, but then you also have it come through your eyeballs. It's like Vicks Vapor Rub coming out your eyes.
Love it.
Because you eat it, and the shit just goes to your sinuses and just melts everything.
That's nice.
It's very nice.
I feel like those
I don't think they're street legal.
They're probably not street legal.
Yeah.
Because if you look at the ingredients, it's like eucalyptus and then methamphetamine.
Sure.
You know?
Sure. I feel great stuff.
Woo!
Woo!
Let's clean some carpet.
Who's doing a podcast?
Let's go clean the office. I love it, ladies and gentlemen. We're doing a podcast right now, and it's a damn good one. And if you want to be a part of this podcast, of course, you can subscribe to this channel. You can give us $5 of your hard-earned dollars, and we just will just be forever grateful. Or if you have Amazon Prime, you get one free Twitch Prime subscription, which you can put toward us right now. We'll wait. Hey, thanks for doing that, guys. We appreciate it. Of course, if you're watching this on YouTube later, let us know how you're feeling this holiday season. Are you excited? Are you sick? You got a little twist of the perversion in your brain? Nobody knows. Let's go into some housekeeping real quick, Greg.
Okay.
While you read whatever you're reading.
They sent more flyers about the brew bus. And like, look, it's a local loop. You just get on these buses, and they take you to all the different breweries.
Where's this?
Cool, Greg. You want to go to Florida?
So much.
All right.
Cool Greg, I feel like we'd thrive in Florida. I just really do. Cool Greg, bring this out first.
Cool Greg will right now, anywhere.
Dope ass hat. The hype is real, ladies and gentlemen. Go over to kindoffunny.com/store. Get you one of these iridescent bill hats. This is like, it's like business on top, party in the bottom.
Yeah,
you totally. See what I'm saying? Like hype. You walk into a bar with this hat, people go, this guy is serious. Then you flip up the bill and they go,
this guy's from the future.
Party.
He looks like part of Biff's gang in Back to the Future 2.
Everyone.
Biff's gang. My apologies, everybody.
I'm from the future. I know how the future goes. You're all going to want to drink right now real heavily.
Yeah.
That's what you can say to people when you walk into
that's
the bar.
That's my biggest
they'll believe
thing
you.
With this cold is we all have to be better by the holiday party on Friday.
Oh, I'll be fine.
Good. I want to be able to taste all this food.
That's my thing, too. Is so everyone's has plans every night. Of course, you, Greg Miller, I asked you on Monday. I was like, hey, man, you going to just, like, relax today? And you're like, yeah, I'm totally going to relax all week. All week. I got nothing to do except for a fucking holiday party every night.
I said it was the week of holiday parties, actually. I said, what are you doing this week? I said, week of holiday parties.
Right.
I never mentioned relaxing. You put that in my mouth.
Right. Well, because I thought maybe it would be a good idea for you to relax for 5 seconds in your fucking life.
That's what we're doing next week when we're doing 3 shows a day.
You're like a big moose. You can't run full out all the time or your little moose heart is going to explode.
Well, first off, moose have a big heart. All right?
You don't know that.
I mean, they're giant animals. So
yeah, but they might. It's like an elephant. An elephant's big, small little fucking peanut brain. That might be a horse.
Can't verify
that's
that
a horse. Horses have stupid little small brains, you know, but they're big animals. So when you grab them by the neck, you can fucking wrench them down real easy. They don't know what's happening. They just
do horses have small brains? Horses seem like smart animals.
There's one animal that has an abnormally small brain. I might be thinking dinosaurs.
Possible.
Chat.
It's because it's just that, you know, like a horse knows how to ride and take care of you, that kind of
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, but they'll run right off cliffs. They're stupid.
And they get fucking spooked by snakes and mice. Like, seriously, if I was a horse, I would just be like, poof, you know, just right there on the fucking snake's head.
Yeah, but you have to understand, if it's a like a black mamba, that kills that horse.
Yeah, sure. That's not, but like.
I'm scared. You know I have an unbelievable fear of small things that can kill me. I don't like spiders. Spiders and I have an agreement. If I see a spider outside, that's his house. If I see a spider inside, that's my house.
Sure, it has that's to your die. Domain. That's your domain.
It has to die.
Yeah.
If it's in the bathroom against the white tile, easy target.
Sure.
Call the wife. She comes, gets it, goes away.
Oh, you kill it, but she has to pick it up?
Yeah, most of the time I ask her to kill it, though. I don't like to kill things.
Okay.
Cool, Greg. Do we have any tissues over there?
Do we do out here?
Oh, are they down here?
Come on, though. You don't think I have this thing prepped? You want a beer or wings? They're in here,
man,
too.
That's fantastic. Look, the best part about these tissues is just how much dust is on top of them.
Yeah.
That's the great thing. Just shove in dust.
I think it is a testament how sick we don't get.
That's true. Well, I mean, we work in an office where there's constantly people coming in and out, constantly people touching everything. I think our immune systems are probably amazing. Greg, can you do me a favor? Can you reach over there and grab that beautiful picture of one Tim Gettys over there on the on the cover and show the people that while I blow my nose?
Hey, everybody. It's me, Greg Miller. While Nick blows his nose, here's this Forbes 30 Under 30. Tim Gettys.
There it is.
Cover.
Give me the one.
Is this what
one
you can get right now on Patreon?
This is what you can get right now if you back us on the fan mail tier of patreon.com/kindoffunnygames. You get a signed Tim Glossy Forbes cover. Now, here's what I want you to do with this, ladies and gentlemen. It's holiday season. You're going to get one of these probably in your mail well after Christmas. Here's what you need to do. Sneak back into your parents' house. Frame this bad boy. Put it up on your mom's wall. Okay?
Hi, Mrs. Takagami.
If you live in Joey Takagami's house, put 3 or 4 of these up, put a couple more pictures of me as a champ up, and just torture her for the rest of her life. We've ruined all of Joey's Christmases now. And I feel pretty good about that.
Me too.
You eat a fucking giant Toblerone?
Andy, the snacks that were sent are supposed to last us for a long
also,
time.
Also, is this where you sleep? And are you in your sleep nightgown here? What's going on?
I changed my shirt.
That's good.
Thanks, Jack.
I like it, Andy.
I love Toblerones. My first flight to Germany, I was on a plane that had one of those, like, you went downstairs and it was a little galley.
Yeah.
And they had these little tiny mini Toblerones. And I was like, oh, how much are these? And the flight attendant was like, oh, those are free. And I'm like,
whoa.
I'm going to eat all of them. She goes, yeah, people usually do.
One and then just piece stared at me. Of these. Just one single.
Yeah, you
don't
fucking
tell me.
Right,
don't tell me.
Just one.
Get on the shock mic. What, are you out of practice? Jesus Christ.
Just one single piece.
Uh-huh.
180 calories.
Yeah,
that's
good for
that's
you.
Health food, dude. You're allowed to eat 2,000 a day.
How
think
many,
about that.
How
you
many
can
of
eat
those,
2,000 of those?
How many of those cheese puffs did you cram into? That's not how math works, Greg.
3.
You can only have. You can only have like 20 of those.
Save myself for the hot Fritos.
They got hot Fritos too.
Oh yeah, a lot of hot Fritos.
That's awesome.
Andy, you know what I find offensive about our friendship? A, we're not friends. I find that first.
How are
offensive.
You like? Oh my god!
Stop it!
I'm sending on tape.
God.
Secondly. This is what happens.
What was the first thing?
That was the first. We're not actually friends. The second thing was, every day, I wrap the show up. I feel good about it. We have a great show. I got a great headline. I know we're going to get at least 8.4 thousand views on YouTube. Right?
The headline is Daddy's Home 2 Review.
I just did that to fuck with Tim. Sometimes I put things up as an inside joke to Tim, and I know it's tanking the company, but you have to admit. You have to admit.
Great. Best year ever.
Awesome. Yeah. It's fun to fuck with Tim. And I see you fuck with Tim sometimes, and I'm like, pro maneuver.
Sure.
It's fun. No, what happens is I wrap the show up, do the headline, read the things, the spot, hey, if you want to be a subscriber, I'll say your name after this. It's super great, super happy. I walk over to Andy, I'm like, Andy, great show today. Do you want to grab lunch? And Andy goes, nah, I'm not really hungry.
That's the problem with Andy is that I feel like I can't ever get a read on him either. If he likes us, like I know he likes working here, I think, but does he like us as people?
I don't think so. I don't think so. I mean, Andy's such a nice person, he will not talk shit about people.
Sure.
No matter how much I try to get him to talk shit about everyone in this office that's not within earshot,
he will not do it.
I don't know, it's fucking turning me on though. He's like sucking it for
me. What are you doing?
Andy, stop it. That's not appropriate at work.
Savor
it. You got 40 more of them. You're holding that thing like it's a... we're not going to go into that.
I appreciate that this show, and like this week, has already been this off the rails. Mm-hmm. Think about how next week's Skeleton Crew, how it's just going to be whatever.
It's going to be great.
Yeah.
I can't wait. I can't wait to be home. I'll be home. You'll be home?
Peter Piper?
Well, I'm going to Argentina next week. Oh. I'm going on vacation next week. Holding down the show all by himself. He's doing double duty next week.
I'm going back home. My school district wants to do an interview with me as like an alumni spotlight.
That's awesome. Nice.
Yeah. So,
you're like, I live.
Because a lot of young kids say they want to be YouTubers, apparently.
You're like, let me give you the facts. Living in a house with six other people, not paying off a student loan.
Living the dream.
Whenever you're not in the office, your boss talks shit about you constantly and then tells everyone to clip it out and send it to you.
So broke that I just feast on the free food a fan sends every so often. I eat as many calories as I can, not knowing when the next package.
I'm like a polar bear.
The next supply drop will fall into our laps.
My God. All right. That's the forward picture. Let's quickly talk about the holiday schedule if you guys don't know. Next week will be business as usual. After next week, though, we will be going on holiday. All the podcasts, Game of Radio Show, Gamescast, those will be going out like normal. But all of the daily morning shows are not going to be happening. So everyone enjoy your break. We'll be back, of course, January 4th for our annual Kinda Funny Day live stream. That's going to be a blast. Lots of fun announcements. Lots of changing the game.
As Tim Getty says.
Yeah. He does the clap.
What's he do?
Bro, we're changing the game.
He likes Donkey Kong
spills
so much.
Things on laptop.
Donkey Kong.
Crashes, snaps bottle in half, spills on Andy's laptop. The other day I walked in, I saw Kevin, the laptop was open, like a fucking Iron Man thing. And he was like trying to, I'm like, why are you trying to fix this fucking thing?
Why not?
Because we have 40 other laptops in here.
Yeah, but he's Kevin.
We did two Amazon QVC streams, and they were like, just keep them. I'm like, really? Yeah. No, but this is probably he's going to give it back to Andy. He's going to be like, it works perfectly. And then it's going to blow up in Andy's face. And the kids go, I don't know what happened to it.
That's never happened before, though.
It's never happened before.
But there's a first time for everything, I guess. You know what I mean? You're not even really drinking the coffee. I saw how much coffee was in there. You started to slurp way too early.
It's true. What is this musicians and community? Did you put this shit on my thing?
No, I didn't put that shit in your thing. Tim
Joey must have done this.
No, well, one of them did, yeah.
This is on here, but nobody told me what it is, so I'll just read it.
Just read the words!
Go to kindoffunny.com/music to download the official Kinda Funny theme songs MIDI file if you want to make your own version for us. Heart.
So, I know that you have nothing to talk about on this show.
No, I mean, literally, here's where we're at. There's nothing to talk about this week.
Let's have a real honest-to-goodness heart-to-heart here, all right? Because I came back to something I know you like. Please stop doing that. I know you're not really drinking the coffee when you do that, all right? You're trying to annoy me. I've been watching something you like a lot, I know.
Yeah, what is it?
I've been watching the CW superhero shows.
Really now?
For the Elseworlds crossover event. So I've seen, I watch them on demand, of course. I cut the cord, I don't have cable. So I've watched, and I'm not going to illegally download things. Everyone knows I don't do anything illegal, and I encourage everyone else not to do anything illegal. Cool Greg. Anyways.
Why are you calling Cool Greg out, man?
You
know that there's cops watching this show trying to fucking nail him down. Don't call him out.
That's why
shit.
I'm trying to keep him on the straight and narrow, right? Cool Greg, how old are you? 20-something? Exactly. His brother's been with him 20-something years. You know what Tim Geddes did? He's like, let nature figure it out. And I'm like, I'm going to be the nurturer in Cool Greg's life, all right? And sometimes that means pointing it out, that the stove's hot. Don't touch the stove.
Yeah, it's true.
So I've watched Arrow, I've watched Flash, and Supergirl aired last night. Mm-hmm. And I know how it ends, of course, with the teaser image everybody's sure. freaking out about. But then, or that Stephen Amell put out afterwards. But I'm still like, what a fun ride. What a fun thing.
I just got to the point where finally I had to let it go.
No.
I had 8 or 7 Flashes
yeah.
in a folder on my DVR, and I finally went, I'm not watching this show
here's anymore,
what I deleted it.
Here's what I would tell you, though, is I feel like this is how you should come back. Come back for the events. Come back for the big things.
It's you know
because this is a fun event. I'm having a great time, and I know who these people are. I'm not missing anything.
Here's
and it is wow. Oliver lied to Felicity. What a surprise!
Yeah, somebody you know did they do the thing where they went, well, I just did it to protect you.
Yeah, that totally seems like what's happening.
If I ever get an opportunity to show run a CW superhero show,
and I think you were close.
I was very close. They animated each other. We're like, this is almost there. We're about to offer you a job, get you out of this muck completely. And they said, no, now you got to stay here and run this company. I will say to every writer, if you fucking write a storyline where one person lies to another person because they were trying to protect them, I will bash your fucking face in with thunder and lightning.
This is, again, I think...
Do you understand
similar
that?
I think this is your way to run a video game company, too. This isn't... how they don't put like people like you like this in charge of companies for this reason.
It is the most...
It's why there's so many checks and balances
in
there.
It is the most overused trope
in
all of television. Well, I did it to protect you. You could have just been honest with that person. It's lazy story writing.
Yeah.
And again, I picked the biggest writer in the room. First person to say that, biggest writer in the room.
Time out. Sorry. Time out. Biggest writer as in, this is the most popular season writer.
No, like
writer
strongest. Like strongest
person. Just
make
sure
we're like, you know, we're in prison yard rules.
Yeah.
Right? And I wait for everyone, because inevitably everyone's going to just be like, well, we're too fucking lazy to write real plots,
sure,
so we're just going to try.
Sure,
we're just going to go over well-treaded, you know.
Yeah, well-worn territory.
Well-worn territory, thank you. So that the big guy's going to be like, big guy, 6'8".
Wow, 6'8", first thunder, right in the room.
First thunder comes at him.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And it stuns him.
Sure.
But he's a big guy.
So he does one of those, like, just a half step back. Yeah.
Right? Okay. Followed shortly by the shock and awe of lightning.
Okay, that's
Do you see what I'm saying? Yeah, now, lightning doesn't knock him down. Lightning just teaches him the lesson.
Sure.
What did the showrunner tell you?
Is this something else you talk about, you know, you're bringing the guilt your family gave you? Is this how you were raised, parented as well?
Yeah. Basically, if you did something
Big
wrong.
Did Big Lou have thunder and lightning?
No,
too?
Big Lou didn't, but Big Elena had. Big Elena had 2 backhands and a wooden spoon that would come at you if you did anything that she didn't like. No, I'm just saying the best way to teach people is through not communicating with them and just sheer violence.
Great.
That's what I
think. Again, though, this is my point with what I'm saying. Come for the events, because that's what I do. I come back for the big events, and the events then just are, it doesn't really involve that. I know that that's what's happening. I know that their marriage is on the rocks because of him not telling her this, that, or the other. Whatever. I understand that line. We're on to the real story. I got John Wesley, whatever his name is, running around as the Flash in his Flash suit again from his Earth. Fucking yeah. I get the Smallville theme. Fuck yeah. I'm in Smallville. Yeah. Clark's there. Yeah. Lois Lane's introduced. Yeah. Come on, man.
Wait,
come
you're
on,
back
man.
In Smallville?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. They did the theme too when they went. It was awesome.
Really?
It was awesome.
Oh my God.
It's not the Smallville. It's not my Smallville. But it's in Smallville with the song. But then the fact now that they've
is
introduced
Tom Welling in it?
And then, no.
Is but, Kristen Kruk in it?
No.
Is the other two people in it?
Michael Rosenbaum? No.
Okay.
But here's the thing is that now that they're doing Crisis on Infinite Earths, they're teasing that for next year. That's the one that's going to happen. That's when it'll happen.
Bring back Tom Welling.
Somebody save me.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Quick tip reminder. If you want to tip us the $5 above level or you want to give us 500 cheers, we will read those cheers. Mr. Straightfire said, gave us 500 cheers. Said, welcome back, Nick. Greg, you mean to tell me that your ego has gotten so big that it took Drinkbox to put you in their game to finally play arguably one of the best of 2018? Love you guys.
Incorrect. You can go back to when me and Alana Pierce were on Kind of Funny Games Daily talking about Guacamelee. The problem was Guacamelee 2 came out at an awkward time, and then I knew it would eventually come to Switch. Why not just wait and have it on the go for Switch? Then, yes, the character was in it, started on PlayStation 4 to see... to see shirtless arachnid person and Portillo. But then, of course, the game was too amazing and I'm just playing it there now. So I got almost to the finish line on Switch and started playing it. Guacamelee 2, amazing game, of course. Drinkbox can do no wrong. Everybody knows this.
Rod Johnson gave us 200 cheers, but that does not meet our 500 cheer threshold. But he did cheer. Did you cheer 100 before? It doesn't matter.
Just read the fucking comment.
Fuck it. Thanks
Is
for being awesome, guys.
Time?
You're an inspiration for
time.
Me in the podcast about geek culture. It's called Geek Aid. So he did that. He not only did he not cheer enough, but he pimped his own product.
You know what?
Pro maneuver.
Go to that podcast, give it bad reviews, sink it.
Go to it and just talk about this podcast on it.
That's even better idea. Go to five stars.
Five stars. You guys should definitely listen to The Morning Show on SoundCloud and podcast services everywhere. L. John gave us 500 cheers and said, "Hey, Nick, my best friend and brother, Chubbax, was in the country, but I wasn't able to visit him because I was busy with work. Give him a butthole for me in recompense. Also, you inspired me to finally buckle down on my website and podcast. I'm determined to launch it by January, and once it's big, I will have you on." Well, once your podcast is bigger than mine, I will absolutely not go on yours. As you know, I don't do anything bigger than what we do here, which is probably why I'm not growing as a human being.
That leads to growth.
That's exactly how it goes. Chewbox. Chewbox, I think it is.
Chewbox is the name.
How would you say it? Chubax.
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 Chewbox is a pretty good name, though. If you need a username right now on PSN.
Chewbox.
Chewbox.
There it is. Give me the one, cool Greg. Chewbox. Butthole.
I Chewbox.
There it is. I know you do. I talked to your wife.
Jesus!
What? I'm sorry.
Snug out.
I'm sorry. I apologize. That was inappropriate.
Somebody say.
Matt Fromey gave us 1,000 cheers and said, "Enjoy your well-deserved time off, everyone." Blackjack gave us $10 and said, "Nick and Greg on The Morning Show is scientifically proven to be the greatest combination. Champ champ for life. Nick, the word of the day must be Toblerone." I appreciate that. That's what it's going to be from now. Rod Johnson gave us another 500 cheers, I think, to make up for his lack of cheers in his prior thing. So I'm glad I read that. I'm glad I was benevolent and read that. Now, we do have a couple news stories that I want to talk to you about today. Let's bring up the first one. Pixar's Onward stars Chris Pratt and Tom Holland. Gets 2020 release. This is the next Pixar movie.
Fuck off and keep making Marvel movies.
How dare you, sir? Did you not see Incredibles 2?
I did not. Surprised myself because I loved The Incredibles and I was like, oh, cool, I'll go see that. And I was like, you know what? I can't get motivated to. And then it's on my flights for free on Alaska. I look at it and I'm like, nah.
Tell you what.
I'll watch Little Italy.
Yeah, well, you're a monster and you have to be stopped. Incredibles 2, very good movie.
Yeah.
Very good. Not as good as the first one, but has a scene in it with Jack-Jack, the kid, the little boy.
I know Jack-Jack.
One of the most delightful scenes ever recorded in cinematic history, period.
Animated, period. Right? But
doesn't matter.
Okay.
Same thing.
Sure.
Someone was live action doing it. Somebody, a live human being, helped make that.
Okay, sure. That's
so
true.
So you're wrong.
I'm there. We're okay. Playing. We're bouncing the ball back
there
and forth.
Yeah. There it is. Bounce the ball, take it, throw it out the fucking window.
Sure.
You're wrong.
Wow.
Okay?
Fuck me. I like that ball.
It's gone.
I like this game.
Car
accident
outside.
Cool, Greg. Can you toss me the ball back?
Cool, Greg. Can you toss him the ball back? Metaphorically, just do this.
Thank you.
There you go.
I got it.
Cool. It stars Chris Pratt and Tom Holland as brothers. They're going to be elves. That's going to be great.
Okay.
They're elves.
Are the elves like Santa elves? Are the elves like, I have an axe. I have a wand. Let's walk to the mountain.
I think they're elves.
Come with us, giant
45 hours later.
I have a stick. We have big feet.
Hey, what?
I am an elf and I was in my father's music video.
Yeah, that's...
Fuck Lord of the Rings.
Were you just doing...
Fuck it!
Were you doing Jaden Smith there? Like, what was the elf in the music videos of the dad? What was that? What were you?
Liv Tyler.
Oh, Liv Tyler. Aerosmith. Okay. I apologize. I'm sorry. My favorite thing about Lord of the Rings is when they
is
asked,
that it
when
sucks
they
asked and Clint's like, better.
Why didn't they just take the eagles and throw it in the thing? And he's like, because there wouldn't have been any books. Lazy story writing. You know what that is? That's when you go like this. You sit J.R.R.R.R. Martin Tolkien down in the
Railroad.
Railroad Tolkien down.
George Railroad Martin.
And you say, you go, this is thunder and this is lightning.
Fuck.
Do you understand me?
He didn't see this coming. He's old as damn, I think.
Next time, don't write the fucking giant eagles into your stupid manuscript.
Sure.
And we'll be fine. There won't be any plot holes.
Yeah.
You write a giant eagle into the manuscript. Lazy writing. Thunder and lightning coming at you. Now I don't know how to write, but I know it's like when that senator was like, I don't know porn, but I know it when I see it.
Sure.
I know lazy writing when I see it. Thunder and lightning.
Get him. Wow.
No, they're elves that are trying to find like a little bit of magic left in the world. It's going to be a cute movie. It's going to be phenomenal. It'll make me cry. I'll see it with a bunch of kids. It'll make me cry. It'll make me wish that I was a kid again.
All right.
Next up. Give me the next one. Doctor Strange. The director. That director, Doctor Strange, reportedly coming back for the sequel. Huge news. Huge news. Not really. This is not really big news. But here's what I'm going to say right now. Here's my recommendation for this person whose name I can't remember. Is that where the story was? Doesn't matter. Delete all your tweets right now.
Scott Derrickson.
I'm just going to tell you right now. Go online and purge everything you've ever done. Safety tip. All I'm saying.
Pro tip.
Next news story. This is what I really want to talk to you about. Here it is right here. Aquaman.
Uh-oh.
Reviews are coming in. Uh-oh. And I'll tell you what, doggy dog. I read a bunch of roundups this morning. It's a mixed bag.
Yeah.
But here's what I think Aquaman's going to be when you and I go see it as friends. Because we're fucking friends. And if you see this movie without me, you know
you're in Argentina.
Doesn't fucking matter. Doesn't matter. We see it at the same time. but in different countries.
Should we see if tickets are available? But I'm listening.
You probably should. Here's what I think Aquaman's going to be. Do you know when you go on a long road trip and someone brings the trail mix and you're like, I just want trail mix, but this has way too many things in it.
Sure.
But I'm not going to hate it, but it's also like not the best trail mix. It's just kind of a mixed bag, but I'm kind of enjoying it still.
Yeah.
And you know, at the end of the day, when you're about halfway through the bag and you go, you know what? Fuck it. I enjoy this. I'm just going to tell myself that I enjoy this and I enjoy it.
Okay.
That's what I think Aquaman's going to be.
Okay, fair.
It's coming in right now on Rotten Tomatoes at a 75%. I'm not going to tell people what other review outlets have scored it. IGN gave it a score. You guys can go check that out there.
I found it interesting because it seemed like the buzz that I was seeing from tweets, it seemed like, oh man, everybody's loving it. And I know that's not reviews, that's people going to see it or whatever.
Sure, but that's also, by the way, the same thing that happens with every
My
DC
wife's still
movie.
In the chat. Yeah, she is. Jen, are you fine to see Aquaman at 9:30 or is that too late for you? Not today, babe. Later, let me know in the chat. She's talking to Fran in the chat. Why is Fran?
Because Fran's in the chat. Because he's probably in his underwear still. In his cute little tight, like he's got those like tight underwear on that he wears around.
Yeah, Italian cuts. All,
yeah, macho, yeah. Mucho macho. Yeah, yeah. I think it's gonna be like the reviews that I read this morning. The excerpts from the reviews that I read this morning have a similar theme, where they were like, this movie is unabashedly over the top. 2 hours and 23 minutes of everything and the kitchen sink.
Sure.
It's as if they were like, we just want to throw as many elements in this as humanly possible to make people happy and make people enjoy this movie. And at times it feels like it's too much, and at times it feels it's too colorful and too ridiculous. But I'm telling you right now, in Nick Scarpino's head, there's no such thing as too ridiculous. And I called this movie a long time ago. What did I say? When I watched this trailer, I'm going to Tim Geddes this right now. I said this is going to be fun. I said this is going to be dumb fun.
Yeah.
So when we go see it and it's dumb fun, I'm going to tell everyone that I was right.
Okay. And Jason Momoa is cool.
He's shirtless for the most part, hell evidently. Yeah. And I guess Patrick Wilson plays his younger brother, which I didn't realize. It's totally unbelievable, but whatever. That's awesome.
Hey, man, people like Patrick Wilson.
Hey, what are you
going to
do?
I'm lying in bed just like Patrick Wilson did.
My excitement for Aquaman right now just shot through the roof.
My excitement for Aquaman is still non-existent.
Shot through the roof.
And the last trailer, the big last trailer was like, all right, cool. Like, I don't know. I like Momoa. I like DC. My biggest problem, and this is going to suck to say, I know, everybody hates me. It's just, I don't think there's going to be a cool cameo because the EU is dead. The DCEU is
You don't think Christian
dead.
Bale's going to pop up and be like, oh, my God, I'm not Dark Knight.
Sorry, you went in a very different direction than where I thought you were.
No, we were talking about his accent this morning.
Yeah, no, I knew that part. Yeah, I knew that part.
Get my phone back.
I didn't take your phone, doggy dog. You put it over.
That was weird.
Even a Wonder Woman cameo would be awesome, right?
That would be amazing.
But are we going to get that? No.
I mean, you might be. Maybe? From the reviews I read, we get everything in this. Everything. It's an underwater. Apparently, there's giant crabs fighting each other.
Giant enemy crabs. It's
historic. There's awesome like voice cameos from like historic actors that are playing giant kraken. Amazing.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's weird.
Is that what the Mary Poppins is? Because that was their big thing of like Mary Poppins is in this movie, but not in Mary Poppins.
Yeah.
Everybody's like, I don't give a shit about anything.
I think she plays a kraken. Gotcha. I just spoiled that. That was a huge spoiler for everyone. Now you can just burn me to the ground because I spoiled your movie for you.
Oh my god, guys! I know how many hardcore Aquaman fans are in the chat right
There's
now.
There's a lot of hardcore Aquaman fans, especially when you render a criticism against Aquaman. Man, they come out. They're like, I've loved Aquaman since I was born. The day I was born.
Here's the thing: if you want to get into what people get crazy about, right? They get crazy about Zack Snyder and the Snyder Cut. Where is the Snyder Cut, Warner Brothers? We know it exists.
Cool, Greg, bring this up real quick. This comes from IGN. This just popped.
Also comes from Mr. Yasin.
Yesterday at 1:10. Remy Malek eyed for James Bond 25 villain role, but Mr. Robach may nix it. That sucks. Remy Malek's awesome. Going back to the chat, going back to what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Now, I'm excited for Aquaman, but I'm even more excited.
I bought tickets and I put them on the calendar.
Now, I'm even more excited, and you guys have known this. Since the second I saw this trailer, I was like, I can't wait for Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse.
Tomorrow, yeah.
For a while, they were running ads. You see all the tweets where they're like, this is what it feels like to be 100% on Rotten Tomatoes?
Yeah.
Well, now they've dropped to 98%, which is still pretty amazing.
Yeah, well, 99 according to that.
Average ratings, 9 out of 10. This movie is scoring across the board, just getting accolades all over the place.
And what From the first trailer, we've seen it and we think it's awesome.
Yeah. And what I thought to myself was, I was like, it's going to be so fun when I get to go and see this with all my friends.
Sure.
When inevitably someone goes, oh shit, we didn't get into the Spider-Verse tickets. Who wants to go? Who wants to go? Who wants to go?
Right.
So imagine my surprise yesterday when I asked everyone, hey, what are we going to see Into the Spider-Verse? And all of you got tickets to see it without me.
And we all did it in different places.
Yeah.
Because this is my favorite thing. Of course, you all know we have a show in review.
Mm-hmm.
We have a show called Spider-Man in review.
Yeah.
Meaning that there at one point needs to be a Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse in review.
Right.
It's not happening immediately.
Homecoming, which is weird.
We got Wink. We're talking about it later, but it's not happening right away. We're eventually going to get there somewhere in 2019. Don't hold us to a date. We're going to do it because, of course, now we're in break anyway and all this different stuff. So I was so excited not to have you guys. The dead weight around my neck.
Oh, yeah.
Dragging me to daily like, fucking city
like
to see a
fucking
film.
Yoda who's just trying to rear naked choke Luke.
I'm trying you to know, fucking... I just want to go to the movies and enjoy myself. And that's what the Alamo Draft House is all about. But you... fucking morons.
Yeah.
Each and every one of you, except Joey, but she has no backbone, so she folds all the time like a house of cards and ends up going to Daily City or AMC or wherever. Oh, you guys like, Tim Gates comes in, he's like, yo, the blacks are blacker over here. The whites are whiter. Mm-hmm. The sound is in my face and coming from my seat.
That Dolby theater is in the Metreon. That's amazing.
It's a theater. It's a movie theater.
It's amazing.
Anywhere you go, I guess what? I guess this is the thing that you don't understand, all right?
I don't
at some point, you just wanted to get up in your highfalutin, high society, and be like, Monica Lynn, there's only one way to watch films.
I'm a cinephile.
Remember how dusty that is. Don't put that to your face.
Oh, Christ, yeah.
And then I came around. You know, people look at me all the time, and they go, I don't understand what makes Greg Miller popular. And what makes Greg Miller popular
screaming
is
about
a man of the people. He's a blue-collar worker just like you. I'll watch a movie on my phone, on a plane, I'll watch it, and I'll watch it at the best place possible, my house. But since they won't do that every day yet because they don't want my money, you know what I watch it at? Alamo Draft House.
Yeah,
I go there, I have a cocktail, I have some wings, some kimchi popcorn.
Now, to be fair, the only person who really has any sort of umbrage against Alamo Draft House is Kevin. Because for whatever reason, the little lights... underneath the podium where you look at things bothers him. Now, what I've told him is just bring gaff tape, slap it up there, done.
Yeah.
Right? Because he likes to drink beer.
Yeah.
He likes to eat snackums. But I don't understand. I'm like, they'll bring you snackums and beer. Why don't you like this? Well, light. I'd like. Are you laughing at my use of the word umbrage?
No,
is that what
it is? It's just another thing. Like, I got such a good Kevin burn, but I don't want to use it. I don't want to use
gotta
it.
You got to do it. You got. He's not here.
Well, you figure. I mean, like, for us, it's not that big of a deal, but for a guy as small as him, the lights are like right in his eyes.
Anything about
he's
that?
He's sitting there kicking his little legs, can't touch the ground. I don't understand the hate for Alamo Draft House, of course.
Here's what I
the
know.
The best theater in San Francisco.
Here's what I know we've gone too and far also, with the Kevin Byrne. Is I use my litmus test, which is Cool Greg's face.
Sure.
If Cool Greg laughs at it, I'm like, okay, it was a good joke, and it's going to be fine. Cool Greg did not make any inkling of that was an okay thing to say.
Panzerk brings up the real point. Aren't Nick and Kevin the same size?
No.
You're huge.
I'm a small man.
Yeah.
I'm not a big man.
Yeah.
When I looked at myself, I always get reminded of this, right? Obviously, I had a cameo in the Kinda Funny Games showcase.
Yeah.
Popped up a little bit. I'm not going to tell people where. You got to go watch it. Okay? Don't skim through the fucking video. Because the energy builds up to my cameo, and a lot of people say, best cameo of the whole show. Also, the only cameo of the whole show.
I was going to say, we don't have any cameos other than that.
But best cameo, either way. Sure. By default, best cameo.
Yeah, you win.
Why do you have to take my fucking thunder at every point? But what I always am reminded of, every time I'm on camera, I'm like, I'm actually not that big of a guy.
Yeah, you're tiny.
I always think of myself as a big fat guy, because I used to be really big.
Oh.
I was like 265 in college.
Sure, yeah.
When I used to see pictures of myself next to everyone, and all my friends were around my height, I was like, oh, I'm so big. But now I look at myself next to you, and I'm like, I'm a small child that could just curl up into your arms. You could take me away, and you could take me to see Spider-Verse instead of your wife that you love. We'd have just as equally, if not a better time, because I actually appreciate Spider-Man, and your wife is from a different country. They don't have Spider-Man in Canada.
No.
She didn't grow up with Spider-Man. They called him Le Arachnid.
Le Arachnid.
And he always walked around, bougie, bougie, bougie. I need some coffee.
He didn't do that. He didn't do that.
I crushed it.
No, Alamo's the best thing. And here's the thing about Kevin's hate for Alamo. It's fueled by the fact that, you know how he's like, hand to the king, where Tim doesn't say anything, but Tim agrees with him. So that's how you know Tim agrees with him. Tim hates Alamo too, so he's gonna get shit all over that, and everybody's gonna say shit.
You know,
all over
I hated Alamo for a while because their wings were just horse shit.
But they came around, and you know
they came around
because we bitched about it.
Because we bitched about it so much. Yeah. It's proof positive that if you want to affect positive change, just get on Twitter and just bitch to everyone.
Did we ever bitch on Twitter about it?
We bitched about that. We bitched about United all the time.
Sure. We didn't fix them.
We bitch about each other.
Yeah.
That's always fun.
That hasn't fixed anything.
No, that really hasn't. In fact, that's probably just weak relationships.
Did you follow Andy on Instagram yet?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
Finally. Because you know what happened is the joke got out of hand and everyone started unfollowing each other. And I was like, well, that's probably not a funny... As much as I think it's hilarious that we could start this grand parade of everyone unfollowing everyone, and then everyone starts losing followers, and everyone's ego starts getting crushed because all of our egos are built into how many
numbers. Did you apologize to Andy for taking the joke too far?
Absolutely not.
Do you want to turn it over a new leaf and apologize to him right now?
Absolutely not.
I mean, because I think it'd be helpful if you apologized to the people in this company, and I'm not going to name names, but people in this company who maybe you've taken a joke too far involving social media, maybe involving, you know, verifications and stuff, because that hurts people's feelings in a lot of ways, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It really wears them down. And when
are we talking hypothetically right now?
Hypothetically. Okay. When those people hypothetically open their mentions or are on other people's shows and have to explain why the chat keeps asking if they're verified yet, it's awkward when you're on a show at Twitch and, like, the heads of Twitch. They're like, why do they keep asking? I'm like, well, because, you know, hypothetically, that person may be me not verified.
Listen, I mean, hypothetically, when you put creativity out in the world, you don't know how it's going to resonate. You don't know how it's going to reverberate. And there's collateral damage sometimes for genius.
It's true.
Okay. You think Albert Einstein came up with the fucking theory of relativity, was like, oh, this is going to make a nuclear bomb one day? He didn't know.
I don't think he did know that.
He didn't know.
I don't think he did know that. Yeah, that's a good point.
Great decision echoed through eternity. Remember Gladiator? What we do here today echoes through eternity.
I vaguely remember.
Stole that line from Braveheart. Doesn't matter.
Oh.
Doesn't matter.
Okay.
No, you notice that I dropped that joke, and now you brought it back.
I'm just letting you know it's, like, too far gone.
It's done.
You can't drop it.
I'm never going to say it again. You know we have pickles. If you say pickles, you come in and you say pickles. Stop
everybody,
telling
Andy's
everyone
here.
To unfollow
Andy's
Andy.
Andy's here. Oh,
Cooper,
fuck,
is
here
the mic up?
Yep. Speaking of verification, I heard you all chit-chattering about verification.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for listening to the show. Always, really, always nice to meet a fan.
Really cool show on Netflix called The American Meme.
Oh, yeah. Tim was talking about
The American Meme?
It's a documentary called American Meme.
Okay.
And it's about people who are famous for being famous, like Paris Hilton, the fat Jewish, all these people who are just like, they're just famous for being famous.
Big social media influencers that...
Saw Paris Hilton at the WWE Survivor Series bathroom. Just a heads up.
Oh, so Paris Hilton is in the doc or whatever, talking about how she got famous
Paris Hilton.
No, I know.
No, okay. Well, we need to clarify.
But Paris Hilton is probably another one of those
people. We need to clarify, because it'd be awkward if I saw Paris Hilton in the bathroom.
Awkward for her or you, I don't know, depending on which bathroom you're in.
They also talk about the guy in the Toxic video who makes out with Britney Spears. And how they made an analog to how when he made out with Britney Spears in the Toxic video, he became super popular. And he got recognized everywhere. He was like, I was in that video for 10 seconds,
I
was known everywhere. Like, everywhere I would go, people would recognize, oh, you're the guy from the Britney Spears video. But this was back in 2004 or
this
whatever.
This is the one where she was on a plane. She was a stewardess, right?
Yeah. And they compare that to Emily Ratajkowski, or however you pronounce it, how she was naked in the Blurred Lines video, and her career just fucking skyrocketed to where now she's multi-millions of followers everywhere. And that,
she's
like,
a multi
because of social media, that, like, changed her. And he was like, I thought about how that would change life for me if social media existed the way it did now back then.
Oh, yeah.
But
because now he's just a farmer or something.
But now he's like, and then I realized, I don't fucking want that. He was like, I'm not anywhere on the internet. I don't exist anywhere. I love not being messaged by
that's
people.
That's just a guy who can't, here's my thing with that. Look at that two ways. One, okay, you're a well-adjusted, positive
Nixon
human
to go to the hater
route. Great. Great. Oh, good for you. You have great perspective on life. Sure. But if you tell me, if I went to that guy right now and said, hey, you can have Emily Ratajkowski's fucking life, you don't think he'd be like, yeah, I'll take it? Bullshit.
Is her life good right now?
It's awesome.
I haven't seen her since Gone Girl.
She's a fucking model everywhere. I mean, she's been in movies.
Yeah.
She's a huge personality.
I don't
really
know about her acting
money.
Resume. She's been
in a few things.
But
she was just in I Feel Pretty with
Amy
Schumer.
They were talking about, like, paid ads to do stuff. And, like, oh, yeah, I made $150,000 to just show this product on Instagram.
That's fair.
It's crazy, yeah.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, you don't think that guy – if I said to that guy right now, hey – I can snap my fingers and you couldn't have what you used to have back then. You don't think he'd be like a little tempted to say, okay, maybe I'll try it.
Yeah,
maybe I'll try this lifestyle. I'll have a million followers and I can tweet out about the wings at an Alamo Draft House and actually affect real positive change
like
in this world. Like we do.
It's possible.
Because it's all about this. People always say, like, if you have power, oh, you think you're going to get corrupted. But you're only going to get corrupted if you're a bad human being. See, I have a lot of power, but I'm a great human being. So I wield that power perfectly by getting people to unfollow people on Instagram.
You're great.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm doing God's work. I'm keeping balance. I'm bringing fucking balance back to the Force. I'm kind of like the Anakin Skywalker of Kind of Funny. But like before he killed all the fucking
Now this is pod racing.
I felt kind of bad watching it because Paris Hilton talks about One Night in Paris, her porno.
She does.
And like she was really sad about it. I was like, man, I feel bad for watching it now. Just kind of, it makes you think.
You're a scumbag.
Makes you think.
Well, that was the first, like, that was before everyone realized they could release, like, sex tapes of them and get super huge. Right?
Yeah.
And then everyone tried to do it. And then after a while, you're like, hey, we get that you are trying to go for this, like, oh, this is a sex tape, but why are there lights and why are you wearing makeup and why are you playing to the camera? That's weird. That's not a sex tape. You actually just recorded a porno. and put it out.
No, but hers was like night vision, wasn't it?
Hers was the original.
But
like,
they talk about her going.
Hers was terrible.
They
like,
talk
hers
about
was
going
someone
to the Kim K thing and everything. And they're yeah, like,
the Kim
yeah,
K thing
like,
became.
Paris Hilton sort of birthed all of this.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
Paris Hilton was OG.
She started all of this shit.
Kim,
yeah.
Kim Kardashian needs to have an altar to Paris Hilton in her house. And yeah. she needs to pray
she
and
was
thank her.
She was her intern.
Yeah, nobody fucking knew who she was. Yeah. Nobody knew who they were. Nobody had heard of Bruce Jenner before that.
Well.
Except for the Olympics that he won.
Yeah, but that was like old school Olympics, right?
Or yeah, nobody had heard of her dad either, except for the whole O.J. Simpson trial thing.
Sure.
You but yeah, nobody remembered him.
Nobody remembered him. Everyone
Johnny
remembered
Cochran.
Johnny Cochran and
Shapiro.
John Travolta.
Right.
If yeah. it don't fit,
if the glove
you
don't
must
fit,
have quit.
You must have quit.
Rest in peace.
All right.
He died?
Cochran? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Murdered by O'Neill.
The devil came up and grabbed him.
Murdered by O.J.
Jesus Christ.
It's one of those... We got you off, O.J. Gotcha. Go! What's our step, step, step?
Step, 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 step.
No, I'm in cancer. I think cancer got cocked.
Oh, yeah, okay, sad, sad. R.I.P. It's not fun to make fun of. All right.
Well, we weren't making fun of the cancer. We were just, you know...
Listen, I'm on the ledge with
I got
you.
Nowhere to go
with I'm on the ledge with you. I'm not one of these fake-ass hosts that, like, when you say a joke that's too far, I roast you for it.
Sure.
I get out on that ledge with you and say, when's this tree branch going to break? When are we going to go to the river? Where's the next adventure that we're taking us after everyone burns us down? We have to start this company over again.
Sure.
In Brazil.
Funny kinda.
Funny kinda.
Yeah.
That's actually a better name. Funny kinda.
Yeah, exactly.
Comma.
I like it.
Kinda.
I like it.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's take a little break from all this hilarity to talk to you about 23andMe. Greg, do you know what 23andMe is? Because I'm about to tell you. Now, through December 25th, the 23andMe DNA kits are on sale. 23andMe helps you understand what your DNA can tell you about you and your family story. It's named for the 23 pairs of chromosomes that make up our DNA. A 23andMe DNA kit is the perfect gift for everyone you love. There's never been a better way to give the gift of genetic discovery. I love that. To your parents, your siblings, your aunts, your grandparents, and everyone else on their list. It's the one gift that you can buy the entire family that will be unique for each one. Because DNA is unique.
Exactly.
Here's how it is. It's easy to do. You simply spit into a tube provided in your 23andMe kit, register your sample to your personal 23andMe account, and in a few weeks, receive your personalized online reports. Tim did this, and it turns out he's super white. Super white.
Me too.
It's crazy. Oh, you did this also?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, how'd yours turn out?
52.3 or 52.2% English and Irish.
Wow.
But I think they're combining them. It's all Irish.
Yeah,
I knew I was Irish. And then a whole bunch of European stuff right there.
Yeah. Now, here's my other question.
That's why I burn so easy.
This is what I need you guys to bring in because I'm actually genuinely curious about this. You can learn other stuff about your DNA. Did you know this? Like, do you have the muscle composition of an elite athlete? Are you more genetically prone to attract mosquito bites? These are things.
Cilantro test.
So the cilantro. Do you like cilantro?
I do. Doesn't well, taste like soap to
it me. Doesn't taste like soap to you.
Yeah.
That's weird. I want to know this stuff.
Does
I want
to
do
like
this.
Soap to you?
No, I mean, I just don't like cilantro, though, because I just feel like it does not belong in salsa.
Sure.
It's
what?
Ridiculous. No, absolutely
what?
Not. I had an aunt. My aunt, growing up, used to make her own salsa, and she used to put so much cilantro, and I was like, this just tastes like cilantro.
I can't get enough cilantro.
It's disgusting.
You're crazy.
A little bit of cilantro goes a long way. That's all I'll say. Let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, you can learn this and more about yourself right now. Through December 25th, get 30% off any 23andMe kit. Order your DNA kit at 23andme.com/morning. That's the number 23andme.com/morning. Again, that's 23andme.com/morning. Next up, we got Loot Crate. Big old Greg Miller.
Yeah.
It's almost as if we planned it.
I stole it back from you, everybody.
Show
my Foxhound mug. This is available in the Loot Gaming Crate. Not anymore. It was. That's how we got it. This way. Sirens are on our end, everybody. Don't pull your car over.
No, that's the police coming to tell you you got to get on this December Loot Crate right now because it's going to sell out. Let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, Loot Gaming is a monthly subscription box delivered directly to your door with exclusive pop culture, collectibles, apparel, and gear. Loot Gaming curates and designs everything themselves, which means you can't find these items anywhere else. And no matter what you geek out about, this is for you. Like we've already said, the cops, they're off in the distance right now. You know why? They're closing in because you only have till the end of the week to guarantee your December crate, which features collectibles from Halo, Gears of War, Mass Effect, and Galaga. Who doesn't like all of those?
Galaga's awesome.
Galaga's amazing. There's a guaranteed t-shirt in every crate, and they pack a $60 value into each crate for less than $29 a month. You can't lose. Loot Crate also offers 16 other awesome crates from pop culture classics, Loot Crate, to some gaming favorites, including Fallout and Halo. Here's how you take advantage of this awesome offer. Get the best surprises each month from the largest geek and gaming subscription company. Geek out in style with Loot Crate. Subscribe now by going to lootcrate.com/KFMS and enter my code KFMS to save an exclusive 30% off your subscription. Again, that's lootcrate.com/KFMS and enter my code KFMS to save an exclusive 30% off your subscription. This is going to sell out, so you must order by the week, by this week, to guarantee yours. Get it done. Get it done. Lastly, we got MeUndies. I like doing this one because this is the one that sells itself. Show the people what they're missing right now, Greg Miller. Stuff that just snot rag right into your pocket and show us your underwear. That's what my life has become. There it is. Full Monty. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It's the smileys. Now, let me ask you.
Have a nice
you know
day.
What? They want me to read all this copy. I'm not going to do it.
Don't
I'm
do
going to lead you
I don't even think you need to read the let copy. Me ask you, this you have question. To read the one part with the URL.
Let me ask you this question. Yeah. How soft are those?
Amazingly soft. How soft are they? Do you know what I do when I go home now?
What do you do?
I rip off my pants and I put on my MeUndies lounge pants.
Oh my God, I love it.
And
do you take the underwear off first, then put the lounge pants on?
I don't, but here's the thing.
Yeah.
I don't. I wear the lounge pants over the MeUndies.
Yeah.
However, when I brought home the MeUndies onesies that are also as soft, put that on, right, with a t-shirt underneath it and undies underneath it, like my Ghostbusters jumpsuit. And then Jane came out and she was like, why are you wearing all that? I'm like, what do you mean? She was naked under hers. She was just like, whoop, jumpsuit, just there. Just onesie. I was like, all right.
That's how you got to do it.
That's what she said. She said,
it's so soft. Why would you want something soft? And then you just put the softness on your body.
It's easy peasy. It's a good point that a lot of that's been raised to me.
Greg loves them. Tim loves them. Kevin's on the MeUndies.
Who is it? Everybody's on it
now. Let me tell you guys, we got a great offer here. MeUndies has a great offer for the listeners. For any first-time purchasers, when you purchase any MeUndies, you get 15% off and free shipping. Order by the 16th of this month. That's 12/16 for free shipping in time for Christmas. Crunch for time. You can't go wrong with a MeUndies gift card. This is a no-brainer. Get 15% off a pair of the most comfortable undies you will ever put on. Here's how you take advantage of this. To get your 15% off your first pair of free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee, go to MeUndies.com/morning. That's MeUndies.com/morning. Ladies and gentlemen, we give away a game each and every day here on the Kind of Funny Morning Show. You can be in the chat to get entered to win. You can be a Twitch subscriber via Amazon Prime. Nudge, nudge. Or you can also go over to patreon.com/kindoffunny or patreon.com/kindoffunnygames. Support us at the $2 above level, and you all are also entered to win. Congratulations from our Patreon Prime, Joel Gottlieb. You have won Tacoma on Xbox One. I need to play Tacoma.
You do. You suck for not doing it already.
I do. God, I'm a fake fan.
Yep.
I'm a fake
fan. You like to act like you know everything about Steve
Well, Gaynor's nice because he comes in, we talk about like organic eating. He tells me, he gives me tips on how to cook like yams and stuff like that. It's really great. We just have a friendship outside of gaming, which I feel like is very important. Very important. Let's check back in on tips, ladies and gentlemen. I think you have another show to do after this, right?
I do, of course.
Are you doing that?
Gary Witt is here.
Robin. Okay.
I would like to point out that while you're talking about, now we're no longer in the ad, we're just talking about my results on 23andMe. I do, in fact, have the muscle composition common in elite power athletes.
Wow.
As I think we all know. We've talked about it before. If I wanted to, I could easily get down, jump, get my feet up here.
Yeah, you don't want to, though.
But I don't want to brain myself in this thing. You know what I mean?
Remember when I was younger, it was always cool if you could jump over those garbage cans just on the street. Just jump over one. Could you do that?
With a running start?
Yeah.
Or like deadlift jump?
Grand start.
Running start, I'm willing to try.
I was able to when I was younger. I don't know if I could anymore.
I think I would just have to hike my pants up really high, you know? Yeah. I'd have to get, because you got to get the limber legs, as I call them.
You're likely to weigh more on a high saturated fat diet. I want to read more about this.
Okay.
This is cool, doggy dog.
You should do it. 23andMe.com/games.
I'm going to spit into it right now. They're going to go, you're sick. Spit into this when you're ready.
I'm trying not to sneeze. I wasn't reading the news.
Oh, what is this?
Oh, you're not seeing this?
I haven't seen this. It doesn't matter. No, we're seeing it right now. Okay. Bring it up. It's fine. Joel McHale cast as Starman in the DC Universe's Stargirl. Exclusive.
That's the one that's on the streaming platform.
Yeah, I imagine as much.
Oh, my apologies. I didn't understand you knew everything.
No, I know everything. When you say it, I know everything. Cool.
I thought that Ruby Rose girl was announced, right?
Batwoman, yeah.
She looked a lot like Red Mist.
She debuted... I'm sorry, what?
She looked a lot like Red Mist, right?
Who's Red Mist?
Out of Kick-Ass?
She does look a little like
okay,
that.
Sure. Yeah, she. Well, I mean, she debuted, not last night. For me, she debuted last night on Flash. No, Flash was first, then Arrow. So I watched, she's on episode 2 in her full-on Batwoman outfit doing Batwoman things. Looks pretty cool. In motion, looks cool. It looks a lot like the comics, so that's why it's like.
I still don't like the wig. I can't get it.
Well, that's how they throw off who she is. You know who she is. Plus, her Batwoman talks without the accent. That's how they hide her secret identity.
There's no way.
Didn't work for Supergirl though. I'm spoiling episode 2, everybody.
That's fine. Let's check back in on tips, Greg. What do you think about that? How do you feel about that? Blackjack said Nick and Greg on the morning show. No, we already read that one. Skizzip said, been a while. Day off today. Just wanted to shout out my wonderful mother who has been visiting me and is sitting next to me on the couch. I really want to bring Mama Skizzip to the next live KF event. Happy holidays to all the best friends. #ChatGang. a heart. It's moments like this when I think, has your mother been watching the entire show?
Yeah.
Yeah, she was. She was, you know?
Yeah.
Like, geez. Let us know, Jamie, when your mom's watching. We'll clean it up a little bit. You know, it's like Joey lets us know when Mrs. T is watching. So I don't say all the bad stuff about the understuff. Okay? Jerry Coe says, okay, Nick, I did it. I clipped something out. 30 seconds for you. Fun clip. You may know this one, but I found this gem yesterday. Possibly tip intro graphic. Don't go... slow your roll, okay? We have to be... This has to be great to make an intro graphic.
Great!
Greatness. And also, the clip's not working for some reason. This video is unavailable, is what it says. So resubmit that tomorrow, and we'll watch it. FM3 gave us 69 cheers and said, oh, dang, I just noticed I got the hashtag VIP badge. Let's go, Portillo Nick. That is, of course, Fran, I imagine.
That is Fran.
Robin underscore GL said, haven't been able to get out of bed all day due to back and shoulder pains. Is this what getting old feels like, Nick? I don't know, man. I'm feeling great right now. So maybe, oh, here it is. Is this it? Okay, we're going to watch that in 1 second then. Nightmare J4 said, hey, champ, got sent home from work early, so here's my fee for watching. Could you also remind Greg who the champ is? And he gave us $5 for that. No, I'm not going to remind him that because Greg and I are champs, champ.
Champ, champ.
You understand that? When we do the podcast, champ, champ. If he wasn't in the room, I would gladly do this. But he's in the room. As you know, I'm a coward. I will not render a criticism to someone's face, but I will easily talk shit about them when they're wondering. I'm like an ostrich. If I can't see you, you can't see me.
Exactly.
Gifted Dim 63 said, I haven't tipped in a while, so hey, what's up? What's up, Demetrius? Good to see you. All right.
I think you skipped this one, or I just didn't hear it.
I thought I read that one, didn't I?
Might have, but then this the clip.
And let me read it real quick. The Cockybus said, staying home from work to finish some assignments, took a break to watch you guys make my day. Here's a short, fun clip. Yeah, I didn't read that one, you're right. Let's watch this.
Fun, so I'm just gonna...
Let's do it. It's a Smash Brothers
champion. He's got a smash mashup here of a raccoon versus chimpanzee, if you're listening.
Oh my God!
Oh my God.
Whoa! That was...
Let me see one more time.
That was violent.
4 seconds, this chimpanzee just grabs this poor raccoon.
Just grabs him and hurls him. Oh my God.
That's what you get for going in the chimpanzee cage, you know?
Well, I think the chimp... I think the raccoon was just like, man, I'm just trying to hide from you. And the chimp's like, well, I'm going to fuck with you.
Chimp ain't going to have that.
That is what it is. All right, Greg, it's noon. We're going to wrap this up right now. Thank you so much.
Thank you, buddy.
For all of your great energy today. I hope your show goes...
What is this? Cool, Greg. Why do you keep throwing this up? Why you got to do this, man, huh?
Well, I mean, he's...
It's just Instagram verification check. Tim verified, I am not. Is Nick verified?
Do you think that... No, definitely not. Do you think that it's once... Like, just go... Yeah, go over to that tab right there. No, I'm not too verified.
Yeah,
Tim is
verified.
Once you hit 100,000 people on Instagram, they'll verify you?
No. Somebody there doesn't like me, and I'm going to find out who, and then I'm going to have to send
destroy the world
with lightning and thunder after him.
Oh, this is thunder. This is lightning.
My
get
apologies.
It right. Get it right.
I'm ladies pretty sure that's exactly not what you said in the opening of the show, but nobody
who the hell knows, and it doesn't matter. Everyone, if you're watching this on YouTube right now, the word of the day is Toblerone. Put that in
Toblerone.
There. Let us know what you think of Aquaman. Let us know if it has a chance in hell of being better than Into the Spider-Verse. Of course, if you see it in the Spider-Verse, we're all going to see it on Thursday in our, I guess, respective theaters because nobody likes me. And so I have to go see it by myself and eat my pain away. Via a giant bag of popcorn. But we'll probably talk about that on Friday, so make sure to tune back in for that. And of course, we'll get around to talking about Aquaman when and if I go see it in Argentina.
Better get your shit together.
Are you going to see it next week?
Yeah.
Are we out for that? It's the 21st, right?
Yeah, so we can talk about it Friday. Well, I'll see it Thursday, and I can talk
I'm
about it
interested to see your
you know, you're not here, so don't worry about it.
Doesn't really matter.
Don't worry your pretty little head about it.
You guys got 2 days left with me, so you better just cherish it. Because maybe I'll never
cherish
come back.
Cherish my love, it's me, Nick. Cherish my love, yeah. It's me, Nick.
On that note, gang. Get it, Greg. On that note, ladies and gentlemen, we're just gonna stop this show. Thank you so much. We'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Twitch.tv/KindaFunnyGames. Stick around for Games Daily. Bye.